we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is anti-vaccine frauds with my special guest, UK journalist Christina England. I neglected to mention her website, profitableharm.com. Thank you, all of you who are sending me Skype messages and calling me on the phone, telling me about the dead air. And to the minions causing the problem, I just want you to know that you are proving that this information is very dangerous to you. And it is dangerous to you because you are making money off allowing these things to happen. But guess what? Your loved ones are being killed as well. So keep on selling out your own family. And when you tuck your children in a bed at night and they ask you, Mommy or Daddy, what did you do today? Make sure you tell them that you contributed to genocide. Although it's very frustrating for me because this station is controlled by a computer, so there's no board op to help me, and I have to deal with all this crap in addition to trying to maintain, you know, whatever I'm talking about, not even knowing what's going on over the air. But, you know, it just lets me know that this information is very dangerous. So we're going to continue. Okay. I just want to say that Christina and I covered a lot of this stuff last Sunday on my show on changingtimesradio.ning.com. So, you know, please listen to the archive on the lightofdayradioshow.com to get more information about that. But I want to get into the anti-vaccine frauds because, in my opinion, they are more evil even than the vaccine frauds, although it's hard to, you know, give either one that wonderful title of who's the more evil. But I was talking about the National Vaccine Information Center. As Christina said, there was compensation, although that term is a joke to begin with. How can you compensate a family whose child is dead or brain damaged or has a lifelong disability from their vaccines? How much money is that worth? You know, it's a joke even to ask that question. But in fact, here in the States, it was the same thing. They used to give parents or family members, you know, compensation for damage caused by vaccines, especially the swine flu vaccine that was given in this country in the 1970s. And I refer you to the book, The Vaccination, The Silent Killer, Clear and Present Danger, by Ida Onaroff and Eleanor McBean. And it's really quite amazing in this book how they talk about the fact that they went to court trying to stop the swine flu vaccine, actually filed the lawsuit, and the judge dismissed the case, saying they didn't have standing. And when they asked the judge how could they get standing, the judge's response was, if you got the vaccine and you died. Now, of course, if you're dead, you don't have standing because you can't stand. But this is how bad it is, folks. And apparently, vaccines are some kind of a sacred cow to the worldwide psychopaths, the people that have a genocidal objective. Vaccines are very important, and that's what is causing all of these things to happen. But here in the States, we have Barbie Lil Fisher of the National Vaccine Information Center, who is supported by Dr. Mercola and various other sites. And so anybody that supports Barbie Lil Fisher, Andrew Wakefield, Jenny McCarthy, in my opinion, they're doing so for some kind of not correct reason. And it might be to get more PayPal donations, whatever the case may be. But if we're going to stop this Holocaust, we have to expose the frauds. And that's what I do. I take no prisoners. I don't care if anybody likes me. If you don't like me, that's fine. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong and get $10,000. Not that I have $10,000, but see, I could have made it $1 million, knowing that no one could ever prove me wrong, because I don't talk about anything unless I can prove it. Now, Barbara Lowe Fisher of the National Vaccine Information Center was very critical in going in front of Congress, those traitors in the District of Criminals, and getting this vaccine compensation fund started, where, in fact, the people are responsible for paying off vaccine damages. Now, of course, to even get a case heard in front of the National Vaccine Compensation Board, You have to jump through all kinds of hoops. There are timelines involved. If your vaccine damage occurred after a certain point, I believe it's 14 days, which is ridiculous to begin with. How fast your vaccine injury manifests itself depends on how strong your immune system is. So they can't just arbitrarily set a standard of a time period that it's going to take for you to manifest the signs of your vaccine damage. But even so, they've paid out over $1 billion, with a B, since this vaccine compensation fund was started. And I encourage all of you to go to reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, click on the vids tab, and read my critique of two very important cases, one of which is the Hannah Poling case, where they admitted that she had autism from the MMR vaccine, and see what I have to say about that. Had nothing to do with the mercury, folks. It's the measles virus causing encephalitis. And a shocker to me, a case involving a child with lupus, who's now dead, who got lupus after having the hepatitis B vaccine. So isn't it amazing that they're not putting on the vaccine information statements these very important factoids? Children are dying, being brain damaged, maimed for life. Which would you rather have, people? Measles, chicken pox, whatever, or a brain damaged or dead child? Now, I want to just now bring up, because I think Christine's still on the live, we haven't been disconnected yet, one of the most important articles that Christina has written, in my opinion, was posted on VacTruth.com on March 9th, 2012. I encourage you to go to VacTruth.com and read the following article. Schoolgirl suffers adverse reaction after 4 vaccines at school without parental consent, people. They're now giving these poisons without the parents even consenting. That should be a problem. And I was very grateful to Christina that she included my comments to this article. And this is what I said. Each child attending school has their own private medical doctor who knows their medical history and is familiar with health issues. So why is it that schools are privately contracting with medical contractors to deliver drugs to children who they have no medical history for and no consent from the parents for quote-unquote treatment? Officials at the Detroit Public Schools stated in this article they must maintain confidentiality and that staff members are not informed of any services provided for the students. Thus, they are turning over minor children for unknown services to private contractors that the parents have not consented to treat their children. The West Virginia nurse, whose 2 young sons both developed encephalopathy of the brain and are now permanently brain damaged, was not given informed consent that this is a known side effect of vaccines. Since the schools get additional funding for special needs, i.e. vaccine damaged, brain damaged children, are they promoting this practice to get more funding for the brain damaged children created by this biological assault conducted at the hands of their private medical contractors? Page 9 of publication 996194, published by the CDC, Vaccine Information Statements, What You Need to Know, discusses vaccine-related illnesses, disabilities, injuries, or conditions where deaths occur. Children are being assaulted without consent of parents with agents that can cause these vaccine-related illnesses and death. According to West North Carolina General Statutes annotated, and you know, read the article to get the entire citation, the term weapons of mass destruction as used in the article means any of the following: any weapon, device, or method that is designed or has the capability to cause death or serious injury through the release, dissemination, or impact of a disease organism or toxic or poisonous chemicals. So I want to ask you, Christina, have you gotten any comments on the VacTruth page in regards to this very important article that you published? Because I'm giving all the proof of what the minions say. What are all the Wakefield cult and the others saying? Because, you know, Wakefield tells us we should keep getting vaccinated. Have you gotten any comments?
There's not too many comments on that particular article. I would like to add that the parents actually said they didn't want the child to be vaccinated at all at school, and they'd written that to the school, but the school went against the parents anyway. They just said that it was down to the private healthcare centre that they have that's within the school that vaccinate the children. They didn't want the child to have the HPV vaccine, which is a very, very... It's a vaccine that has a lot of adverse reactions. There's been a lot of deaths because of this vaccine. There's been a lot of adverse reactions. I mean, you can look at sanevax.com, and they've got an awful lot of the information on that site about the HPV vaccine. Yes. And parents didn't want the vaccine, and yet the child was still vaccinated. As far as comments, I got a lot of comments having a go at me because I put this article out. But then I'm quite used to that. I often get a lot of comments.
Well, let me just say, it's going to get worse because now you're affiliated with me. Because, as I said, I speak the truth. I don't give a crap if anybody likes me. I take no prisoners. I speak the truth, and if the truth hurts, so be it. And that's what has to happen. Okay, unfortunately, I hear the music again. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is anti-vaccine frauds with my special guest, UK journalist Christina England. And Christina, did you want to comment on any comments that you received after writing your article in regards to talking about this child that was vaccinated without parental consent and my additions that you were so wonderful to include in your article, stating that basically vaccines are biological weapons according to the law, and that, you know, the CDC knows about vaccine related illness?
I think the main thing, Rebecca, was the important, what I felt was important, was a lot of parents that came onto the site and read the article were absolutely outraged by the fact this child has had these vaccines with no parental consent. They were all saying, sue the school, sue the nurse. Everybody seemed to want to sue the nurse that gave the child the vaccine. And they were even offering me money to send the mother to actually have this nurse sued. The problem is that you can't really sue them. It's impossible to sue these people. The law isn't on our side. The law is not on the parents' side. No matter what happens or what we do or what we say, they get around it somehow. There's just clauses in clauses within clauses. It's just absolutely ridiculous. What people don't realise, and that every single person doesn't seem to realise, is they can use a law which is called Gillick Law. Now, this has been explained to me by a Member of Parliament who I was arguing about the HPV vaccine with. Her name is Dawn Primarello. What she was saying was that they used the Gillick Law. When I asked what the Gillick Law was, they said any child, absolutely any child that gives their consent over the age of 10 can be vaccinated even without their parents' consent. In fact, they can be vaccinated without the parents even knowing anything about the vaccinations, because the child is called Gillick competent. And what Gillick competent means is that they agree to the vaccine and they understand sufficiently about the vaccine. But what they don't actually tell the children is all of the adverse reactions to the vaccine. In fact, they bribe the children at schools, especially in the UK, with vouchers for cinemas, for clothes shopping, for CDs, DVDs. All these kinds of things are going on. They're showing them videos of what cancer would do, like especially for HPV vaccine, what the cancer can do to them, how they would die, all these things, and they say how fantastic this vaccination is. Now my actual next article is going to be all about the adverts from around the world advertising vaccines to show people exactly what's going on in every country. They've got great big campaigns advertising the vaccine from just about every country. And you see that they're showing these children, they're saying, particularly like in Great Britain at the moment, we've got adverts saying, arm yourself against cervical cancer, arm yourself for life. But the HPV vaccine isn't actually for cervical cancer, it's for HPV, which is a sexually transmitted disease. It's not actually cancer itself, so it doesn't arm you against cancer. And if it did, why would they be promoting the smear tests? Because they're still promoting the smear tests.
And if it did, why was... Wait a minute, because this is the most important point that I hope you'll bring up in your article. No vaccine, including Cervarix and Gardasil for HPV, has ever been tested to see if it causes cancer. So how can they claim it prevents cancer? Go ahead.
They can't. This is it. And also, of course, the HPV vaccine is causing more cases of cervical cancer.
Yes.
Because the children that have been vaccinated are coming out with abnormal smear tests.
Yes.
And this is what's so important. And people don't realize this. This is all a big trick. And it's a big trick by the governments. It's a big trick by the pharmaceutical companies. They're tricking our children, and there is nothing parents can do about it, because they will vaccinate behind the parents' back, because that's the Gillick law. That's how it works.
Well, if I was you, I would ask whoever the Gillick person is that created this law, how did you do this? How did you make 10 years old the age of consent? I mean, children can't drink in a pub until they're 18 or 21 years. They can't do lots of things. They can't drive a car till they're much older than that. So how come they can present themselves for inoculation with a life-threatening vaccine without the parents even being involved? How did that happen? And I know the answer. Big Pharma put lots of money in the back pockets of these parliamentary minions. But that's a hard question that I would encourage you to ask.
But the thing is, if they need to have an operation or their tooth taken out, the parents have to sign consent. How ridiculous is that?
Well, that's not ridiculous. The parents should sign consent. The reason they're doing this, and they're doing the same thing here in the States, and there's more and more states now being involved. California is now allowing children to get HPV vaccines without parental consent, and they're offering them an iPod or a t-shirt. You know, they're giving them something materialistic in order to sacrifice their very health, their future fertility, whatever the case may be. I don't know what it's going to take for people to realize that the government is involved in genocide, but you know, we're doing everything we can to wake them up.
I'm sorry, I think you took that the wrong way. I meant that how ridiculous that the parents can give consent, you know, need to give consent for an operation or a tooth out, but they don't need to just give consent for a vaccination, which is much more harming to the child.
Right. And that's why if I was a parent that had a child, my child had been stolen from me and has been tortured for a decade. So I don't have a child that I have control of. But if I did, I would get that child out of public schools. I would homeschool the child. These private medical contractors. I mean, what Christina's article revealed was so important, that these are private medical contractors. They don't even tell the school what they're doing to the children. The schools release the children to the medical contractors. They do whatever they want, which includes taking blood and urine samples and DNA, etc. And that's their excuse. That's their plausible deniability. Oh, we didn't know what they were doing. Well, then why did you sign up to have these private medical contractors have access to the children in the first place without parental consent? It is so evil. It boggles the mind. And yet people think, oh, yeah, that's their only comment. We'll give money so that the parent can go to court. Well, the courts are totally corrupt. So good luck with that. And going to court, maybe this child doesn't have a manifested vaccine-induced disease yet, but she will, because she got four vaccines that day. So eventually, she's going to have all kinds of problems. How much money is that worth? You know, if you don't have your health, you have nothing. Money does not, you know, basically compensate you for your life. This is what really sickens me, is that that was the extent of the comments. These people are brain dead.
Yes, and I agree that that is exactly right. The courts are corrupt. They're totally corrupt. You won't get anywhere in the court. It's been proven time and time again.
Exactly. Okay. I want to bring up Wakefield next, and you can comment or not, because I know that you contribute to VacTruth.com, and they promote this minion, Andrew Wakefield, up the wazoo. But there was a very important article that I recently accessed from Autism One, ageofautism.com, ageofautism.com. And the title of the article is Blockbuster Primate Study Shows Significant Harm from One Birth Dose of a Mercury-Containing Vaccine. And Andrew Wakefield, who, you know, has gained recognition from his colonoscopies of children with gut problems after getting the MMR vaccine. Of course, he didn't do endoscopies on any children that had gut problems that didn't have autism, because I have thousands of clients that have gut problems. Many of them do not have autism, because the MMR in the gut is not what causes autism. It's the MMR, the measles in the brain, that causes autism. But very interesting that this article talks about how Wakefield helped design this study where they actually tortured monkeys, injected them with a hepatitis B vaccine. And, of course, the MMR vaccine has never had mercury. The hepatitis B vaccine that they used did have mercury. And so their conclusion was that the monkeys that showed developmental delays had the developmental delays due to mercury. So here you have this minion who never said that vaccines are bad. He always talks about, you know, yeah, vaccines are good. We just have to give them in a smaller amount, you know, decrease the schedule. He talked about the MMR vaccine in his study in Lancet, MMR never having mercury ever. And now all of a sudden, he's developing a study to show that mercury causes neurological problems. And that's why he used the hepatitis B vaccine. So my question to Dr. Wakefield is, why didn't you inject the monkeys with MMR vaccine? Why did you inject the monkeys with hepatitis B? And how can you make a conclusion that it was the mercury in the hepatitis B that caused their neurological problems when the hepatitis B vaccine also has viruses, aluminum, formaldehyde? The list is endless. How did you magically conclude that it was the mercury? Any comments?
I think that the thing that a lot of professionals are speaking to me about, especially, is the fact that Dr. Wakefield is still promoting vaccinations. None of us can understand this. I can't understand why he still promotes vaccinations. He's already proved to himself and everybody else that the MMR is bad for children. And he's also proved now that the hepatitis B is bad for children. And yet he's still promoting vaccinations. And this is very hard to understand. A lot of professionals have questioned him on it. None of them have got anywhere. Letters have been written to Dr. Wakefield by one professional. I won't mention her name. She'd probably prefer it if I didn't. And she didn't get any answers by it, and she wrote several letters. She's actually confronted him at a conference and said, why are you saying that the children can have the three separate vaccinations, the mumps, measles and rubella, but cannot have them as one? She said, surely the same contents are in all three vaccinations. And that's true.
Go ahead.
The vaccinations are the same whether you have it in one, two, three, or three together in one. You've got, you know, what difference does it make? And it doesn't make any difference. And she's quite right. It does not make any difference. Now he's proved that the hepatitis B vaccine is bad. And that he still goes out there, and I've heard him in conference, go out there and say, you know, if you don't believe, you know, the vaccines are okay, we've just got to take them more slowly, we've got to have them separate, we've got to have them with bigger gaps in between them. So he's still out there promoting vaccinations. And this is very confusing. It's confusing for parents. It's certainly confusing for the professionals that are anti-vaccination, because it doesn't make sense. Well, the only thing I can think of is that he has been, he was given money by the pharmaceutical companies to do various studies, to do various, I believe the one even did a monkeys. He actually I've been shown a paper, so I'm not sure if it's that one particularly. He had one of the drug companies come in and give him money for the study to be done. Mm-hmm. Now, if he's getting money from the pharmaceutical companies, as far as I'm concerned, he works for the pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
So, therefore, we've got a guy saying one thing, but actually working for the people that are promoting the vaccines that are actually damaging our children. And this is very confusing.
No, it's pure evil. It's pure evil. It's not confusing to me. Okay. As I said, vaccines being given a smaller dose, which is the smaller schedule, which is the same thing promoted by Playboy Bunny, Jenny McCarthy, as well as Barbie Little Fisher of the NVIC. Yes. It's better to shoot your child with a six shooter than an Uzi. How about if you don't shoot them at all? That's what none of these people are willing to come out and say, because they're all sellouts. But now that he's using hepatitis B vaccine in his monkey study and talking about mercury, that's where it proves he's gone over the line. And yet people are donating to his legal defense fund hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations to this minion. It just outrages me to no end. I actually met him at a conference a decade ago. I told him about subacute sclerosing pain encephalitis, which you, Christina, have found the secret documents from Professor Roy Meadow, Sir Professor Roy Meadow, being involved in discussing vaccine adverse reactions, and that subacute sclerosing pain encephalitis came up many times. And yet Wakefield is ignoring totally the fact that autism is non-fatal subacute sclerosing pain encephalitis. And now he has actually gone into the mercury disinformation realm. He is pure evil. It just boggles my mind. And one of his cohorts has now been basically cleared of charges. I have so many papers in front of me, I don't remember his name. Somebody that he worked with who's actually retired has now gotten his medical license back. And I predict that Wakefield will be next, because Wakefield made a deal with the devil. And so he'll get his medical license back so that he can continue to confuse the people. That's my opinion.
Well, I don't know about that. Yes, one of them did get the license back. It was Professor Walker Smith. He got his license back in the last week or so. Probably Andrew Wakefield will be next. He will probably get his license back. And so will I don't know if it's Professor Merck, he'll get his license back, I should imagine. And that's the way it works. I think this must be the reason why he's still speaking out, you know, for vaccination. I really don't know. I mean, I do believe that Andrew Wakefield has done some good work. I do believe that there are things that he's done that are very good. I do believe that the problems against him, the accusations that were made against him were false accusations, and the guy that made them, which was Brian Deer, was not working for the Times. He was a freelance journalist. He pretended he was working for the Times. A lot of his information is false, and I do believe that complaint against Wakefield was not right. It's just awful what has happened. Again, he was speaking out at the time against the MMR and said
No, he wasn't speaking out against the MMR. He's saying, keep giving it. Just give it in separate doses. Okay, so please tell us, what good has Andrew Wakefield done? What is his contribution to humanity, in your opinion?
In my opinion, some of his studies, that he did connect the measles in the gut. You're saying that he didn't have any people without autism. That is true. He didn't have any people without autism with it. But the children he was looking at the bowel problems. And he did find this consistently in the children that had the bowel problems with the autism.
Mm-hmm.
The problem I find is that he did say that he's never actually admitted that autism comes from the MMR. And yet that is what he's saying and that's what's coming out in the media. However, I know a person that's got actual papers and actual proof that says he is saying this. This is exactly what he is saying, that the MMR was causing the autism. So this, again, is very confusing for people because he's saying one thing, and yet in emails and other documents that we've got, that he's saying the total opposite. So, you know, where do you stand with this guy? You just don't know.
Right. Well, as I said, it's not the measles in the gut that causes autism. Pretty much every child that's got the MMR vaccine is going to have measles in their gut. Because as I explain in my paper, Inoculations of True Weapons of Mass Destruction, at drcarly.com, when you inject somebody with a virus, they cannot clear it. And I'm not going to get into why that is. It's all explained in that paper. But of course, any child that's injected with any virus is going to have that in their body for life. The only way I know to get rid of it is with homeopathy. And as I said, I told him a decade ago that it's the measles in the brain that's causing subacute sclerosing panencephalitis. Yet he continues to talk about what he talks about. And now he's talking about mercury. So the fact that he's now being funded by Big Pharma is proof, because you see, this is what happens, people. They make you an offer you can't refuse. We're going to destroy your reputation. We're going to kill you, take away your children, whatever the case may be, if you don't shut your mouth. And obviously, Andrew Wakefield has sold his soul for cash. That's my opinion. And yet he has this cult following of people that are contributing to his legal defense and all this other garbage. It's just sickening to me. But one day, the truth will all come out, and the truth is coming out today. But once enough people realize what this man is really about and how he has known for a decade about subacute sclerosing panencephalitis, he never mentions that term. And that is why people should realize that he is part of the controlled opposition. And especially now that he's talking about mercury and injecting mercury into monkeys. These poor monkeys. He's torturing monkeys now to prove that mercury is causing their brain damage. I mean, that's above and beyond evil, in my opinion. Go ahead.
I was just about to say, rather like Meadow and his salt poisoning case. You know, he had to poison the child with salt just to see if the child could be fed salt. It's very similar. It is ridiculous what they are doing. I do think he's good in some ways, as I've said. I do find it very difficult to have a go at him. The one thing I do feel very strongly about is that Lisa Blakemore Brown was doing the same sort of things at the same time as him. She was speaking out, and yet she's lost everything. She lost her house, she lost her marriage, she lost absolutely everything. She couldn't pay her lawyer fees. Her daughter became very seriously ill with two brain hemorrhages because of all the stress the family is going under. And yet this guy, he's got the best lawyers, he's doing the, you know, everything. He's got his house, he's got his marriage, he's still got his job. Okay, so he lost his Great Britain license. He's not in Great Britain. What does it matter? He doesn't live here. He's not practicing here or trying to practice here. And yet he's still got a full house, still right. Work within there. So he doesn't seem to have lost much to me.
Well, I'm very offended that you would even say he's doing good things, but we'll leave it there. Okay, I hear the music. We're going to break. After the break, I want to discuss Playboy Bunny Jenny McCarthy from Generation Rescue. We'll be right back. And we're back with the last segment of What's Ailing America, where our answer today is anti-vaccine frauds. And I have on the line, amazingly still, my special guest, Christina England, journalist from the UK. And her website is profitableharm.com. I encourage you to check it out. And now I would like to talk about Playboy Bunny Jenny McCarthy, who's started this group, Generation Rescue. And she's another one who has been promoting vaccines, you know, her whole campaign to green the vaccines. And my answer to greening vaccines is, how can you green a germ, okay? If you've got a syringe full of germs and all kinds of chemicals, she's another one that's only concerned about the mercury. How do you green a witch's brew, okay? It's totally insane. But I want to just mention this amazing book that she wrote, her last book as far as I know, Love, Lust, and Faking It, The Naked Truth About Sex, Lies, and True Romance. And this made the New York Times bestsellers list. And I was able to find it on Amazon, a used copy, for only $2. Otherwise, I would have not wasted my money to even buy her book. But just to let you know how sickening this piece of work is, because I just picture her son, who she alleges has been reversed of autism, and she's done some quote-unquote biomedical treatments. I wonder if she's still getting vaccinated. I haven't heard her talk about that, because, of course, according to her, as long as you give the vaccines in a slow progression, just like Barbara Lou Fisher and Andrew Wakefield promote, it's okie dokie because vaccines are good. They don't say the vaccines are bad. But I just want to mention my favorite chapter of her book, Love, Lust, and Faking It. Chapter 24, Me So Horny. Starts on page 163 of her book. And this is what our hero in the anti-vaccination, oh, I guess that doesn't fit, our autism caused by vaccinations hero, no, I guess that doesn't work because she's one of the mercury disinformers, whatever. Okay, and this is what she says on page 164. She talks about how she started compound-grade progesterone. Not only was I horny, but I had to take care of myself constantly or beg for it. I felt like a dog in heat. I almost masturbated to Celebrity Apprentice. I found myself thinking about sex all day and night. My vibrator was so worn out, it actually started to make a screaming noise like it was getting eaten by a coyote. I was too embarrassed to call a doctor to tell him that I wanted to go hump a lamppost. Okay? So this is who you are sending money to, people. All of you that are donating to Generation Rescue. This totally disgusting whore from Hollywood. Obviously, somebody whispered in her ear and said, Jenny, if you don't, you know, like, cool it down on this vaccine and autism thing, you're not going to be able to get your jobs, you know, promoting your self, your Hollywood self, after you dumped your boyfriend. You're not going to be able to do that anymore. And then she wrote this most disgusting book. So I just want to let people know, you know, as you're letting people like myself basically die on the vine and barely survive. I have developed a protocol that reverses all diseases. I am trying to find a way to get a clinic started to allow people to be healed, not only of vaccine-induced diseases, but detox from all the poisons that they've been assaulted with. And it's amazing how that's not happening. But yet people like Wakefield, Jenny McCarthy, and Barbie Little Fisher are making hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, to continue their quote-unquote work. So, any comments, Christina?
I don't know an awful lot about Jenny McCarthy. I haven't actually read very much of her work. I certainly know about the greening vaccines, and I agree totally with you. That's ridiculous. You can't green a vaccine, and you're still vaccinating a child. And all the greening is vaccines is to take the mercury out. But as you know, mercury isn't in the MMR, which was the one that that's supposed to have damaged her son, I think. I'm not absolutely sure on that. However, you just can't take it. It's not just mercury. If you had to green a vaccine, you wouldn't have a vaccine anyway.
Exactly.
It would be taken out.
Exactly. Exactly. You would have no vaccine. You would have a child that's born free of vaccines. You would breastfeed the child and allow them to develop natural immunity over time, get exposed to whatever viruses naturally to develop lifelong immunity. You would feed them organic food. You would give them good water, let them breathe good air to whatever extent they can in this chemtrail polluted world. Obviously, that's what you would do. And that's why these people are frauds. They're frauds on their face. And like I said, I encourage any of you that support any of these minions, send them a copy of this show. Ask them to come on my show and prove me wrong, okay? Because I don't care. I've been doing this for 15 years. I'm worn out. I'm sick of fighting this war by myself. The only MD I have ever found with a conscience is Nancy Banks. And you can find her on YouTube, Nancy Banks on Vaccinations. And when I did a show with her a few weeks ago, that show was cut off and I couldn't even bring her back on. So obviously the minions don't want her information to come out either. She talks about vaccinations and genocide. And so, you know, the people that are basically leading you off the cliff, if you're supporting those people, you know, basically keep on doing what you're doing, because you're going to die and your children are going to die and you're supporting pure evil. And it's very frustrating for me, but I will keep on doing what I'm doing no matter what, because I dedicated my life to this mission when my only child was vaccine damaged. And that's when I decided I would expose the medical mafia. And I'm very grateful to you, Christina, for all your work, because you have found the documents that back up. You can't even imagine. If you could have been a fly on the wall when you sent me those emails with those documents on Professor Roy Meadows being involved in these vaccination conferences with reverse adverse reactions, talking about subacute sclerosing panencephalitis. You know, 15 years after I wrote this information, and I'm like, whoa. Okay, thank you very much. I know I'm right. You know, it's not a matter of ego. It's just a matter of me doing my homework. But you and your research associates have totally backed me up, and I will be forever grateful to you for doing that and for having the courage to speak out as to the point that you are speaking out, because people have to wake up. We're talking biological weapons. As I said, that article that you posted on VacTruth.com where you gave my citations, weapons of mass destruction, we're talking about vaccines. So if people are going to continue to allow this to be done to themselves, their pets, their children, you know, basically they're going to get what they deserve, because the information is out there now thanks to you.
Thank you very much. Absolutely, the documents are there. We have got the documents. And you've got to remember, the people that are listening to this show, that Rebecca did not have any of these documents. She did not have sight of any of these documents when she was speaking about SSPE. And yet, now we've got the documents to back everything up, what she said, up. And this is absolutely fantastic. I just said that I remembered her having spoken about SSPE, and I sent the documents with all the Meadow things to her. And she was absolutely Well, I mean, you actually, you're standing, weren't you? You just didn't
understand. Well, I was doing a happy dance. I mean, you know, I live in hell, so it's hard for me to have any upbeat moments. But, yeah, you gave me an upbeat moment, and I thank you for that. Yes.
I had a few myself because I found a few things out about Professor Meadow, who I'd been looking into, and several others. And it's amazing. We've even got all the people that were at these meetings, every single one of them, and which drug companies they were attached to. So that they're quite amazing documents as well, those particular ones, seeing which companies they're attached to. And what was going on at the time. I mean, the Clistorex, the MMR that Dr. Wakefield was speaking out against at that time was the vaccine that they were talking about in these meetings. And you've got people like Meadows in there who were actually slamming parents and accusing them of abusing their children. And it's amazing that we've got all this information now.
Well, in this, if this is not the definition of evil, I don't know what is. That first of all, they would damage the children with vaccines, knowing they're damaging the children, and then steal the children away from the parents after their vaccine damage because the parents mentioned vaccine damage. People, we're dealing with psychopaths. Wake up and smell the coffee. Okay, the show's over. Thank you so much, Christina. We'll be back next week for another important edition of What's Ailing America. On my show tomorrow on These Changing Times, we're going to be talking with an expert on circumcision. And
OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
Dr. Banks is the only medical doctor I have found in 15 years who talks about vaccinations as weapons of genocide. It's amazing.